Tonight's shir, Simin Shin, Sheyisardu Shulchanoi B'Motzoi Shabbos. One should set his table on Motzoi Shabbos, if Aleph. Lo'oilom Yisardu Adam Shulchanoi B'Motzoi Shabbos. A person should always set up his table on Motzoi Shabbos. K'dei L'Avois Es HaShabbos, to escort the Shabbos. Afilu Einot Tzorech El L'Chazayis, even if he only needs to eat is a Chazayis, a small amount, the size of an Aleph. It doesn't make a difference. He should set his table and make it a proper escort of the Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph. Yisad Adam Shulchan Avachul. A person should set the table. Haino Lifris Mapal Shulchanoi. He should spread a tablecloth on the table. Derech Kavod as a means of giving honor. V'chein Sha'ar Devarim Hanuhugim Etzlo Barichas Shulchan. And everything else that is customary when you arrange the table. But it is not necessary to cook foods and prepare more than he intends to eat. It's implied from the Gemara that this meal, the chatchila, should be with bread. Other meals of Shabbos. And it's also implied that it's good, l'chatchila, to give honor to this meal by serving meat or other cooked foods if he has. V'im ein lo, if he doesn't have, o shechoshesh l'chila gasa, or he's just concerned he shouldn't eat too much, k'gom b'kayitz, like in the summer, sh'ma'achrin b'zmaneinu l'achol hasud l'shlishis samalcha erev. So it's common that we delay eating the third meal in our time till close to evening. So when it comes to malka, you have no appetite. So you'll fulfill it with mezainos, or alcohol, pan, beferus, or at a minimum, fruit. Very similar to the way we break down by shalashudis. If you don't have bread, you can have mezainos. Not mezainos, you have fruits. Sifkatan beis, k'dei l'lavos v'chulu. So he's going to set the table and serve a meal to escort Shabbos to k'shem. Shetzarech l'chabir Shabbos b'knisa sa. The same way we give honor to Shabbos as it enters. So too, we give honor to Shabbos as it exits. No different than a person would escort the king as he leaves the city. The notes being a chiddush that Chazon Ish would have a seudas mav malka on Matzah Yontif also, not just Matzah Shabbos, a Matzah Yontif also to have a seuda. The Mishnah Berurah continues, "Many times and near, for this reason it appears that Torah l'hakdima k'deish de smuch l'tzias haShabbos. It would be good to have the Malav Malka earlier on Matzah Shabbos than later, in order that it should be closer to the end of Shabbos. V'im eino ta'ev idayin lechol, but if he's not hungry to eat at that point, mehan nachon al kolponim shlo ya'asok b'malocha b'keva ad sheyikayim sudazu. It's still proper not to engage in some serious set work." Until he had the Sudas Mav Malka. V'ayim b'shar tshuva demash v'deinu k'day b'chol gavn l'achro yos mechatzos. If you look at shar tshuva, it's implied that in any event, it's not worthwhile to delay Mav Malka beyond chatzos. For amu hakad moinim, it is said by our predecessors, the aver echad yesh ba'odom v'niskuy shemo. There's an aver in the person called niskuy, other place we call it the luz. V'zeh aver nisher kayom b'kev arei satchia. And this aver remains in the grave until tchias amesim. Even after all the bones have decayed, so this aver remains, and it doesn't get any nourishment from food we eat. Except for the suda of Malava Malka. So essentially, it's saying if a person wants to be zechut tchias amesim, you have to nourish your niskoy or your luz, so you should be eating Malava Malka. The notes bring, what's the halacha for women of Lav Malka? The Prima Godim says that women should have Lav Malka. They have the same Tchias HaMesim issues as men do. Others say that even though we equate women to men for Inyanim of Shabbos, but when it comes to Lav Malka, Shabbos is over, so it's an independent mitzvah, and therefore it's a mitzvah to Rabbanon, so it's Van Grama, Lashma Paturos. So there's a disagreement whether women are obligated or not in Lav Malka. There are those who say they should have it, just like the men for the benefits of Tchias HaMesim. Not to mention, they also could have the Zechus of escorting Shabbos. But there are those who want to say, no, this is no longer part of the halachas where we equate men and women for Hechel Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah concludes with Dan, you should know, Dimikomalkam Sudazu ain't a chayva alav, kamahashal sudosha Shabbos. You should know that this meal of Malav Malka is not an obligation on the same level as the three meals of Shabbos. Tesham asmechu akra, there the Gemara brings a support from the Pasuk, Vizehu rak mitzvah ba'alma, whereas this is a mitzvah. V'nafkamina hechad yefshalo l'kayim klom, so the nafkamina is, what's the difference? If you can't do it all, rather have a shalosh sudos than a lav malka, if that's going to be the choice. Sifkan gimel es ha-shabbos, to escort Shabbos, we times that for this reason, yeshno agin la-harbos ne'eres masi Shabbos yosef mi-achol, there's a minig to have more candles lit on masi Shabbos than on a weekday. V'nogin gam ken loma piyutim uzmiris achar havdon, there's a minig to say various poems and songs after havdolah. They appear in benchers and in the Sidur.